To get started, there's a phrase that Jesus says, or a statement that he makes several times in his teaching in the New Testament. Well, that's the only place I guess he really teaches. And that statement is, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And we see that a lot in the parables. Matthew 13, in the parable of the sower, he makes that statement. Again, in the parable of the sower in Luke 8:8, he makes that statement. He talks about, if you have ears, he who has ears, let him hear. Matthew 13, verse 43, again, the parable of the tares. And also in Matthew 11, he makes that a statement in his, a defense or a discussion about John the Baptist as he's trying to teach the people. He says, he who has an ear, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Also, he directs John to write to the churches in the book of Revelation. Each one of those sections to those letters to the churches concludes with something to the nature of, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So what is he saying? Did everyone back then suffer from a hearing problem? Had they not come up with a hearing aid yet? And I don't think that's the case. I believe he means, listen to what I'm saying. It's very important. And these statements, I think, illustrate a listening problem that the people had. Either that they wouldn't listen, or they just didn't want to understand what he was saying. Fortunately, we don't have that problem today. Everyone in the whole world listens intently with the hopes of understanding whatever they may be listening to. I'll repeat that in case you weren't listening. No, that's not the case, is it? We still indeed have that problem today. And so the statement, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear, it's still valid. And what Jesus has to say is still as important as it ever was. Briefly, I'd like to just to look at what I think the Bible, three types of listeners that the Bible describes. There may be more, but there's three that I've noticed. The first we see in Hebrews, the fifth chapter, in verse 11. And this is what the Hebrew writer describes as one who is dull of hearing. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11. And this is in a discussion about Jesus being the true and the fulfillment of a high priest. It says, concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For by this time, you ought to be teachers. You have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. So we see here that what's described as people who are dull of hearing, and their dullness of hearing, first of all, I'd like to notice that it's kept them from growing and maturing as Christians, but it had nothing to do with their ability to listen to what they were, you know, them being able to hear what was going on or being said. It had nothing to do with the subject matter that was being taught and not the speaker, but the problem was with the listeners. If you look over in Matthew chapter 13, we see in Jesus in the context of what I quoted earlier from him using that statement of some of the parables. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 through 15, he says, therefore I speak to them in parables. It's kind of explaining why he speaks in parables. Because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of the people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. First thing I'd like to notice is that it wasn't really an ear problem or hearing problem. It was a problem with their hearts. They had become dull. So they have a heart problem. Also, let's pick back up in verse 15. It says, basically because of this, it says, otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. Their inability or their heart had kept them from being able to understand God's truth. It kept them from being able to repent of their sins, and ultimately to be saved. It said he would have healed them. I think that's equating to being saved or having salvation. So it kept them from, as I said, understanding God's truth and their own ability to repent and then ultimately their salvation. The second type of listener I think the Bible describes is one that I've thought was kind of funny when you just read it off, just at its face value. It's one who has itching ears or one who wants to have their ears tickled. And we see this idea in 2 Timothy chapter 4. If you want to turn over there, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Even though it sounds just a tad funny, it's pretty serious to be this type of listener. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. This is where Paul is encouraging and charging Timothy to continue preaching the word. And in spite of the things he's about to talk about, he says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths." This type of listener is not interested in sound doctrine. As a matter of fact, where it says there, it says they will not endure sound doctrine. When I think of the thought of enduring something as being able to take something over and over again, well, they will get to the point that they simply can't even take the truth anymore. And I believe we see the reason for that in what it says, that they're going to accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. They don't want to even see the truth or hear the truth anymore because the truth condemns them and the way that they want to live their lives. And they're going to stop listening to the truth, and as it says, that they'll seek out myths or lies, basically, so they can feel comfortable in their lives. So I think neither of these types of listeners, if they continue on that vein, that will have neither one of them have a relationship with God. The third type of listener, however, I would like to consider is back in Luke. In the parable, Luke 8, I think it's the parable of the sower. We see in Luke 8 and verse 15, and that is, be the person that listens with an honest and good heart. And Jesus, as he's explaining the parable of the sower, he says, "But the seed is the good soil. These are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance." So we see that these people, or this good soil, is a type of person that listens with an honest and good heart. A real life example, not a parable from the scriptures, would be in Acts chapter 17. If you recall, I guess it was Paul, I think it was Paul and Silas, who had been run out of Thessalonica, and they came to Berea. And I'll paraphrase, but it said that the Bereans were more noble-minded. They received the word with great eagerness, and they examined the scriptures. So I think it's safe to say that the Bereans had ears to hear. They were willing to listen to the truth. And so I believe this is the kind of listeners that we need to be. I think it's important for three reasons, and I'm sure there's a lot of others, but these are three things that I think of based on some of the parables and the context around the parables we've read or looked at. There are great blessings in being an honest and good hearer. If you look back at Matthew chapter 13, I'd like to look at verse 15 from a different angle as what we did a minute ago. I made the point that those who wouldn't listen couldn't understand and they wouldn't repent, and they wouldn't have salvation. But I believe the exact opposite is true for those that will listen with an honest heart, that we can have understanding, and we can return and repent, and we can have healing or forgiveness and salvation from our sins. So it's important there because there are blessings. Also, Look at verses 16 and 17 of that same chapter. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. So there, it's a blessing. We're blessed. But also there are many righteous people from the past who would have loved to have been able to see and know the things that we're able to know in Christ and have those blessings that we have in Christ. Think about people from the Bible, David or Moses or some of the prophets. Those people would have longed to have seen those things, the blessings that we have in Christ. Also, I believe that it's essential to us being able to bear fruit. The parable of the sower from Luke chapter 8, Luke 8:8, where I read a minute ago. Actually, let's see, not 8:8. 8:15, where I read from 8:15. But the seed is the good soil. These are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast, and they bear fruit with perseverance. So in order for us to be able to bear fruit, we have to be honest listeners and take the things that we have learned and persevere. It says in Luke 8:8 there, in the parable, the seed that fell on the good soil produced 100 times as much. So only the good soil that honestly received the word was able to produce fruit. And only when we listen and understand the Bible what it has to say are we going to be able to bear fruit. And then lastly, I believe it's being a good listener is essential to keep us from falling away. If you look at Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have learned or have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. We can see here that there's a real danger of drifting or neglecting so great a salvation, as it says there in that verse. Our lack of listening could be the beginning of us falling away. So we need to pay close attention to the things we're hearing and examine it, as I said, the Bereans did earlier. So hopefully we can see the importance of listening with an honest and good heart and sincere heart, and I believe our salvation depends on it. For those of you who, my thoughts were mainly geared toward those who are Christians, but if you're here and you're not a Christian, you're outside of the body of Christ, realize that you don't have a relationship with God and you're lost. And the only way that you can have that relationship, God wants that with you, so much so that he sent his son to die on the cross for my sins and for your sins. And the only way you can have that relationship with him and have your sins forgiven is to submit to his will and be baptized, confess your sins, confess that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So if you have a need to be baptized, or if you're a Christian and have needs, please come as we stand and sing.